Hello and welcome to Four Beers In. I'm Brendan.
I'm Jess.
I'm Matt.
I'm Trevor.
Timmy.
All right, we're a five stack today as we're going to discuss Matt's topic of utopia, dystopia, based on a book by a friend of his.
So, welcome back, Trevor. Yeah. And in honor of Trevor being back first, I want to create the very first ever Four Beers In drinking game.
Uh-oh.
Based on the last podcast I listened to. Uh-oh. Every time Tammy mentions where she's from, we all take a drink.
I thought you were going to say every time Tammy goes on a rant, we
actually
take a drink.
Won't drink a whole lot because I'm not real honest of exactly the town I'm from.
How many do you want to be about Buffalo?
Okay? I'm not actually from Buffalo.
Batavia, outside of Buffalo,
right out,
upstate New York.
Matt just called it out.
New
Never
York,
mind.
All of these things came up a surprising amount of times in the last podcast.
I thought it would be
worth
Howard
it,
Stern.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
But this topic...
if there are Tammyisms, corn syrup, Howard Stern,
I would say Howard Stern,
Jack Black,
Vet, Jack Black.
We have definitely learned Tammy's buttons include...
My button.
Corn syrup.
That's my eject button.
Any better is the other one. Any one of those six, drink.
This topic is inspired by a great friend of mine, Serena Dahlin, who has published her first book.
So this is this her name or writer
this
name?
Is her name.
I'm so
wow.
And
excited.
It's the name when you go to buy the book, as you all will, because it's commanded of you all.
We got a
listeners.
We got a good copy right here.
All
yes.
Two of you
right
I've,
here.
I've gifted. I've gifted copies to this podcast.
Yeah,
so excited.
Give me that book.
Brendan's finally gonna look at it.
No, I did
I know,
before.
There's the camera, but you can.
No, I did before, but I just kind of want to skim back over it as you talk and explain.
The listeners are
going to want to
run out and buy it. It's called Reset, and the title is inspired by the premise that in the future, in this future, basically everybody it takes place after like a World War III that eliminated most of the people on Earth, which has me right there. Because if anyone needs to be eliminated, it's most of the people on Earth. But every 4 years,
we're all
Mayans in this
mostly
utopia.
People on Earth, as opposed to people on.
I don't
Venus?
Care about Mars and Venus. See, like I was saying, I can always tell when it's the second recording. We're all a little bit discourteous.
Hey.
At least you weren't in the middle of a sentence.
He was.
Oh, sorry.
I was in the middle of a paragraph, and that's just as good. A soliloquy, really.
The semicolon to your paragraph.
May I continue?
Yes.
Every 4 years in this utopian society, your memory, everybody's memory is erased. And they wake up and they're given everything they need to live. Food, job, home. And all they have to do is live their life for 4 years and then get wiped again. And the reason is because now you don't have the time it takes to learn all the things that lead to our downfall in that last world war, the prejudice, possessions. It's based on the song Imagine by John Lennon, Yoko Ono, of course. It is inspired by that. Imagine no religion, imagine no possessions, imagine no war.
It says inspired by the lyrics of Imagine and the Buddhist philosophy.
So this is an incredibly exciting time for my friend and for me, being a friend of hers. It's exciting to see this happen. I've never known anyone who's published a book before. So I told her that on my podcast with our five whole listeners that I would I'd help promote it by asking everybody what their idea of a utopia would be.
I'm really excited about this topic because I think it's really well, it reminds me of granted, I'm a huge Netflix fan too. Like, it reminds
does that go
me,
all the way back to Batavia,
well,
New
York? You know,
I'm ready to take
me
a drink.
Jack Black in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Jack Black,
listening to Howard Stern.
Oh,
I think
you want to give us a little bit of a break so we can actually get a drink down first.
But I like the restart because I feel like it's exciting because it does. It's like you. The only downside is like the restart. Like the good things that you learned. You don't want to lose those. You want to lose the things that like backfired or didn't work.
And to be clear, and I've heard about this psychologically. I don't know what it's called, but there is the memories that allow you to be able to get up out of bed and walk every day. The things you learn and then you just know for the rest of your life versus the things that you have to
absorb.
Actually, that's good because it almost
so
makes
you
me
don't
like
lose
your basic knowledge.
Because that was Trevor's question. Like,
yes.
Are we going to get
you
up every
not,
day and have to learn
no.
how to
no,
eat all over again?
No, the living skills are good, but your judgmental skills are reset.
And I swear there's a word for that level of memory where you just know how to walk.
Like you do innate memories?
You know how to talk.
Are there people omit from this reset that, like...
I can't hear you. Can you move the mic a little?
Are there some people that are omit from the reset?
Omitted?
That, like, are allowed to remember, like...
There has to be an establishment, because...
Like the government, kind of...
There's got to be somebody to basically hit the button.
There has to be an establishment. Yeah, somebody's got to keep the trains running.
So Christopher Lloyd.
You don't have to relearn how this society
works. That's what Matt's
works.
Saying. Like, you already know how to walk. You know, right. Like, the basic life, but maybe the judgmental part of, like...
Okay, so who do you want to be your director? Tim Burton or Christopher Lloyd?
Oh, jeez.
Wait, Christopher Lloyd from Taxi? No, not Christopher Lloyd from...
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. In the middle? Was he
no,
that?
I
there are two Christopher Lloyds in Hollywood.
I want whoever directed The Island.
I'm thinking of the one who directed Frasier.
Okay, that's not Reverend Jim from Taxi then.
No.
That's not
Doc Brown.
Lloyd. Nope, not Doc Brown.
Because I was thinking Doc Brown.
I would be okay with Doc Brown.
I'd take him over Tim Brown, Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like Tim Burton would get real dark real quick.
Yeah, he's going to make everything a nightmare.
I mean, he just comes back strong.
Utopia was Edward Scissorhands. That's stuck in the 50s kind of town.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
Oh, and if I were his wife, I'd kick him in the balls because... Oh, we just do Tupperware parties and Barefoot and Pregnant. That's your idea of a utopia? That's what we do?
Uh-huh.
Reset.
Kicking the balls. Yes.
That's what I mean. And even like prejudice and like racism. Like,
you learn
reset.
It.
We're all equal, but we all know basic living skills.
It's like an American History X. You learned to hate. You can unlearn to hate
movie.
Too.
I can't.
So
it's a good movie, though, because they learn hard.
Right. I know. But it's the curb stomping that gets me. So.
Just thinking about that.
Bad scene. Oh. Bad scene.
Yes. Anyway.
All right,
so
Trevor.
If you have basic motor skills, like, do you know your name?
You're given a new name.
It says in here new name, new identity.
You have
new
an AI.
Life, you're restarting the fuck over.
So you wake
up next to my wife and kids because who's
no,
that's all gone, man.
You have no idea who they are.
It's basically let's put it this way. You played four seasons worth of Sims and now you're done. Start over.
What is happening to all these orphaned 4-year-olds?
There are no. First of all, you don't breed. You can't. The nuclear fallout from the last war. Yes.
Oh,
can I have the enjoyment?
You can fuck like rabbits, man.
You can. You are
no
free. You are free to try, but you can't breed because the nuclear fallout from the last war created an inhospitable environment for. Procreation.
So there's a 70-year time limit to our reset because we're done, right? Because there's no more.
No. Children are made genetically in a lab. See, here's the thing.
Clones.
This is what you
Clone
learn.
Wars.
The idea here was not for me to explain the entire book to you, but children are not blanked until they're 18. Children are created using a mixture of everyone's DNA, so there is no race. Everybody's kind of this... mixture.
Equal.
The gray people from South Park.
They're the gray people from South Park, and they are raised. They're raised by people who raise them, and they're informed about tabula rasa, which is the process of resetting. They're taught about the last war, why the society is the way it is, and they grow up. And once they become 18 and adults, they become subjected to the reset.
Wow!
So everybody who's above 18, you wake up. Afterward, you have an AI like a Siri, and it tells you your identity. You're in your home, your new name, your job. Where do you work? What do you do? And there's proclivity tests that kind of guess what you would like to do and what you are good at doing based on your history that you no longer remember. So it's setting you up not to restart every time at zero, but to kind of continue... A life
5,
you might 10, enjoy.
15-20%. So.
A life you would enjoy rather than a life that sucks where you have to find a job and you may
So if you sucked in your previous 4 years, would they make you like a whore in the next 4 years?
They don't punish you in that way. They
but put you in charge.
Like,
it's
you
not
sucked.
About...
You're giving head the next 4 years, bitch.
Well, that's an interesting question because... I think all of our Western view of Buddhism is that reincarnation is a punishment or a reward system.
Right.
I don't think that you are punished in this system.
Clean slate all around.
I think you are just kind of put back into a position to enjoy your next 4 years, but you've forgotten all the things you learned, like taxi drivers suck at driving. That kind of thing would be the first thing I would forget to make me a happier person. Like, if I see a taxi driver, I want to get the fuck away from them every time.
Gosh,
also escalates.
Right,
what the hell?
Yeah, right up your alley, as in, like, eh?
This is the kind of stuff that I love. I mean, I loved Gattaca. I loved The Island. I loved, you know, Fahrenheit 451, 1984. All of that, you know, Madeline L'Engle's trilogy with A Wrinkle in Time. Like, I loved all of that kind of, like, dystopia, utopia, fiction kind of stuff. And it just, like, there are just elements of it that I can really deep dive. I mean, I have an associate's in science, so biology and all that kind of stuff is, it's a passion. It's something I love. And then when you put it into this fiction where it's kind of like, wow, this is really twisted, or wow, do I agree with this? Do I not agree with this? This kind of challenges things. Like, I thrive on that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, growing up, one of my favorite series to watch was Rod Sterling's Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Like, that stuff. Then this feels like it's something that could easily fit in.
And here I thought she was going to say Rod Stewart.
No. But this is something that could easily fit in with that kind of pattern, that kind of series, you know, like, I love that stuff.
I sink my teeth into that.
And I've read it about four times, and I think you are the audience that I can see really liking it. I was never a sci-fi person, but I've also learned that my definition of sci-fi is literally anything that involves the future, and that's not exactly true.
What my friend will say is this is speculative fiction, and I'll say,
look, people like me don't know the difference.
Right.
But it's not fantasy. It's not sci-fi necessarily. It's speculative fiction, which is, here's a love story, which is what it essentially is, but the world around it is this. The fact that you can't remember the person you used to be in love with. And that's why the tagline is, can you love someone you don't remember? Because there is this thing inside,
like,
on the dream level.
Yeah.
That kind of tells you this person is not just another person. This person was special to you.
But so, do they, like, pair off? Like, when my mind is reset, will I wake up in my bed next to my wife?
No.
You'll have to
go
find your wife again.
No, but the thing that I find intriguing that I kind of... Well,
you might shoot her
because
you don't know who she is.
The romantic... Well, it could be good or bad, depending if you want to. But reset 4 years, like... For some reason, do you connect with that person, or like, say you're generally a healthcare, like, somehow do you always kind of,
if you like your job,
gravitate to the same kind of reincarnation thing of, do you end up pulling in the same people in your life
right
as you go, or is it because now you're a new person? You know, you spend 1 4-year cycle going through an abusive relationship. And then 4 years
later,
that's all wiped. And so now you are an entirely different.
There is absolutely no reason to put up with an abusive relationship.
That's true.
In any reality. But
well,
especially,
no, that's absolutely true.
Especially when you only have 4 years to form relationships, abusive people need to get the fuck going out.
But like, do they know you only have 4 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody is aware of the system. It was democratically voted way before this book takes place.
Wow.
In the 2000s.
What is the anti-culture? Because I have to imagine there's a group that didn't buy in.
Yeah.
They're living in the mountains.
Like,
that's usually how
that knows some shit
plays in. Yeah.
It is, in fact, a group of people who dream about their past lives, their past loves, who reject the idea that this can be taken away from them. And they do strive to retain their memories. They say, you don't have any right to take away the memory of your wife, for example. You won't wake up with your wife, but you might have dreams, reoccurring dreams of this person that you once loved deeply. And you become obsessed with finding that person again and keeping them, holding on to them, and not letting them be taken away by...
But
some authority
to say in a 4-year cycle that, depending on the society, right? Would you even interact or like come across them, right? You might have the idea.
Nothing's guaranteed, but imagine the obsession it becomes if you know your person's out there and you can't find them and the clock is ticking.
But just geographically, that could be
Yeah.
And if you find them, they might have a whole new life, and then you're fucked.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the love story that this centers on, is one person who is a dreamer who remembers the love of his past, and she, the protagonist, does not remember him.
It's kind of cool because I feel like for some people, it would suck because you find the love, whatever, you're so happy in your life and you're like, yay. And then they have people that are like, this life sucks or whatever reason. And they can't wait for that reset.
Exactly.
Where the other people are like, I don't want the reset because I'm the happiest I think I've been.
Yes.
There was
Yes, but you are aware that it was democratically chosen to avoid the situation that led to the war that wiped out 95% of Earth. That is the greater good. And the ethical question is, do I sacrifice what I want for the greater good? Because this course of history was repeated for thousands of years before this situation.
Right.
I actually did a presentation on that kind of subject in my philosophy class of, it was something to the effect of, do you pick knowing the cure for AIDS while at the same time knowing that a tenth of the population of the world is guaranteed to die with you picking this, or do you continue to let things go as they are now? And that was kind of the question we presented to the class. It's you don't know who that tenth is going to be, but you know that they are going to die.
But even like,
so it's like, that's kind of, I'm so excited.
What's that change of life? Like,
nerding out like crazy now.
Well, I'm a huge I'm a nerd on Netflix, and that's what I run to. And there's like, and I watch those shows where like, you can't change the time, because a lot of my shit's like, you go to the like Flash or whatever, you go in the future, and you can't change the time.
People hear sci-fi and they think
it's
monsters.
Like,
they don't think
you change the line and it changed. So if someone passed from AIDS, could have benefited weirdly someone motivating and doing great in their life, and then but their sadness too. Like, so it's like, how do you justify?
There's an online comic that I used to read, and I can't remember for the life of me what it's called, but it followed this one character, and then it also followed different characters in heaven and hell. And they talked about how, you know, when he passed and he got reborn into something else, and he's, you know, they're looking down on him being reborn as a baby, and or he's an adult at this point. I don't remember quite what it was, but at one point the angel that's talking about it goes, well, yeah, but he's going to have a harder time this time because the woman he's meant for is already dead. You know, and so it's like stuff like that kind of plays into it, that you're kind of like, oh, gosh, what's...
Oh, there's a really funny Hugh Laurie. It's back when he was a comedian, bit of Fry and Laurie, before he was House by 2 decades. But he wrote a song called, I can't remember what it was called, but it was basically about, it was a love song to his ideal woman.
I was like,
woman.
Damn, you're right there. You have it on the tip of your tongue.
It's a love song to his ideal woman who happens to, live far away, possibly hate his guts, and also,
his ideal woman
also
lives
died,
far away.
Also died 20 years ago. So it's like,
oh my gosh,
it's like, It's really funny, but the premise that, I was put on this earth for one person, but we missed by 2 decades. It's just hilarious. But getting back to Utopia, I mean, boy, I think when you're trying to solve the problem of John Lennon's Imagine, it's like, you know.
I would have a hard time working, knowing I'm only going to be here for 4 years, because like, fuck that, I'm going here and there. We got 4 years, I'll reset. Yeah.
You know, well, there is nowhere to go. There are 4 cities. I should have said
this.
Is
that a memory that would stick with you, is the fact that you reset every 4 years?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know
the
system.
That
you
would
know,
totally fuck with my mentality. Right. I'm kind of with her. Like,
but you know the system.
I'd be
an
opium and sex act. I'd be like, what? It doesn't matter in 4 years.
She chose opium.
If I die before that. They're 4 years, am I reincarnated?
Yeah. No, you die and you're replaced by a child. A child grows up and you die. And the thing
so
is, there's
fuck it up.
There's
don't go
only,
too crazy.
There's only 4 cities left on Earth, and there's nowhere. You're not going to travel anywhere. No one's going anywhere. You've got You've got 4 cities, and they're connected by train, and they're roughly 70-80 miles
Denver,
apart.
Detroit to Denver, Dallas.
I
roughly
have to
70,
imagine
80 miles
there's
apart.
A counterculture of people that didn't buy into the system.
Dreamers,
that are
yeah.
living.
That's what they're called. The
oh,
dream.
But
they,
oh, but like outside of it, not getting reset.
Kind
of
like the Maze Runner.
Me and my shack,
no, like
in the woods type.
We're making
Hunger
it.
Games,
get
Maze
away
Runner?
From these crazy people.
In the
people.
Hunger Games, yeah. when they're that underground city that's far away from everything else, that kind of is what I'm thinking.
District
when you
13.
Say that. Yeah, District 13. Mm-hmm. Because it's the one, well, it's not an official district, but it's there, and they have their own system of government, and they have everything set up, and that's...
She needs a sequel.
But what if I told you...
I'd be the one that's like, the beer's over there.
We need to get to
the
first
weed's over there.
But what
yeah,
if,
this, we'll
what
be
if,
seeing you in 4 years. I hope I remember you.
But what if I told you that this reset is genetically programmed into you? It's not something that is
it's
done
just
to
gonna
you.
Happen.
It just happens like
you
a
don't
clockwork.
Go in and check in. It's not
but
a vaccine.
But they
what
would
if I,
believe it. That's the thing.
What if I can say... Or what if I like, say you can live in as a mountain in their cabin in the woods all you want? Be the Unabomber. It's gonna happen to you.
But I
can you memento yourself?
No, but I understand.
I don't know about tattoos.
Oh,
that's a
that
damn
would
good question.
Be a good question.
Can you tattoo yourself?
Could you memento yourself? Yeah.
Because
but if
you
put
if you
if
have
you put
your,
someone's name,
life,
that's but their name's not gonna be the same anymore.
It's a symbol.
And would there be literature to
you
back
wouldn't
it up?
Need,
like,
but
would
you wouldn't need the name of the. You could
is
have
that what
a
the Egyptians
symbol.
Were talking about
like
1,000 years ago? Yeah, like maybe it wasn't names; it was pictures of people.
That's that old joke of figuring out who I forget the comedian who said it, but everybody should have private parts that are the same
like
shape, and that's how you know
extreme.
Who your person
my
is.
My left nut is a triangle.
Right, and so you have a
are
similar.
Are we drinking on that one?
I'm just desperate to take another drink, and Tammy's not going to
I think he's
I'm
from
sorry,
Buffalo.
Trevor, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Which he's not, but we can drink now. I said it.
What did you say, Buffalo?
I said Buffalo. Drink.
Are we drinking on Buffalo or Batavia? Like, come on.
Well,
sir.
I'm from Batavia, but I say Buffalo.
It's in the general vicinity.
I say it's a
regional.
Lot.
Regional. I say it's
if it's
regional.
Upstate, we drink.
If it has, if it's part of
so
New York.
Gorgeous.
For those following along at home, that's 5. Enjoy. But the question is, when this is established, right, after the war, when they make this decision, I have to imagine there's a group of people that are libertarian enough mm-hmm. to say, fuck this and fuck this idea. I'm going to go
Are they libertarian
here.
Or are they or, just saying, fuck this and fuck this
or
idea?
Whatever
We're
going to
beat
are.
The system. We got 6 years, I swear.
Especially if there's only 4 cities left. There's a lot of land left. Yeah. Right? That they'll find somewhere in the world to like have their own little separate community. Which would be crazy interesting.
Niagara
like
Falls.
Everything they consume is from this 4-year recycle culture, right? And
oh,
they're
man, and
they're
not recycling
it all and seeing it. But also like just jobs, right? Like I used to be a teacher, right? How are you a teacher if you reset your memory every 4 years?
What
are
you
teaching?
What would
Can you
teach?
Imagine living in this
I
community
taught history,
and waking up
right?
every
So what is that download to know what to teach or how to teach? And is it the
it's
government
like the
way,
matrix,
or is it like what actually happened? Because history is written by the winners, right? So
I imagine it would be propaganda about why we continue
right.
the system.
Yeah.
Which, yeah that's
but
right.
is that utopia
yeah.
or dystopia now?
I see. Good question.
That is.
Or it's like in what I'm doing now, right? We're building apartments. Yeah. Like it takes knowledge and these jobs take 1.5 to 2.5 years, depending on the size, to get that job done, start
mm-hmm.
to finish. Right? When it recycles, even if you're reborn and whatever to do whatever,
okay.
if you don't have that prior knowledge about stuff, you're going to fall into these pitfalls over and over.
But you're
over
stuck
again.
In the problem of a continuously growing population rather than
society.
A controlled one.
But if you have this group.
If you have 4
yeah,
cities
see,
that just need to
different.
Be upheld.
It'd be controlled.
You don't need to build new, after a while, you don't need to build new apartments. You just need to maintain the ones that are already built.
I guess if you're controlling the influx of population because no one can
that is my,
generate on their
it's
own.
That is
Illuminati.
My belief. Yes, my belief is that they are keeping the population in control.
Okay, but if you have this... Okay, so you have this
group of 15. Uh-oh, somebody's getting high over here.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I'm so stoked for this book.
She's getting high?
So like, Trevor's talking about this group that's offside, outside of everybody. But can you imagine this group that you're genetically programmed where every 4 years they completely reset... They all go to bed on December 31st.
It's May 20th. I believe the first day is spring or summer. March 20th,
but you,
maybe something
but
like
you
that.
But you kind of get what I'm saying. Like, they go to bed the night before this tight-knit community, and they wake up the next morning, and they're like, who the fuck are you?
It's kind of like they all rally.
There's 15 people at 15.
Why do I smell
it,
like
it takes them
15 people in this group going, Do I know you? Why like, did we wake up in the same room?
It's like, what if they? What if
I
they
just remind me of like the Golden Ticket. What's that movie?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, when they're all in the same bed, like,
all the grandparents.
Okay, here? Dystopia. Dystopia. If I'm Grandpa Charlie or any of the other ones, Dystopia.
It's that party in high school you went to, and everyone wakes up in the field, and you don't know who anyone is.
But going off Trevor's point, what if it takes them 3 years and 364 days to just organize, and then they're about to attack, and they all gang up. Braveheart style, and Braveheart. They have their swords, and they're like, "Let's get burritos." I want the burritos.
I think I vote burritos.
It's like in Men in Black when you get flashy thingy, and they're all like,
"Yes,
that's and then they totally just the flashy thingy." Right? Yes,
there would be an other right and a different history or a different narrative about those four cities and what they're like and why they're like that way and how they live their life.
There's two perspectives to everything,
right?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, to a certain degree, it's like we are a flyover community in Denver, Colorado, right? And U.S. narrative is run by New York and L.A. Uh-huh. And if you're not in those avenues, right, you're kind of so long for the ride or you're the other.
But in the Hunger Games, we are the Capital District.
But it exaggerate that by,
yeah.
by 40, 50, 60 years of history or even generational, right? Say 200, 250 years down the line. Where you're told something else, you're growing up in a normal society, what we know of, that's separate from this dystopia of the four cities and how they live.
It was a utopia idea.
Yeah. But is that wrong one.
Wait, no.
Are the four cities, are they dystopia or are they utopia? First of all, it depends on which cycle of four are you in.
That's a complicated question because everyone's utopia is somebody else's dystopia,
exactly.
Hence the dreamers.
Exactly.
If you've ever been in love, getting that ripped away from you against your will would be
sucks.
The worst thing. So, and now Trevor's gone because I can't answer his exact fucking
And I
dude,
didn't even watch this movie, so I could be totally off. Like, but there's a Sandra Bullock and a Keanu Reeves where they're in a different
the lake house.
Is that yeah?
I've never seen it.
I didn't see it, but they were email
so
or no mailing
it's something through
something
a mailbox.
It's through the mailbox,
like, and it's a different like that when
write
we talk
and
about love
the
and like
yeah.
the reset. I kind of think of that, which is so. I'm a
but
huge Sandra. Actually, I love them both.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I didn't watch that.
But it also makes me think of. Did you ever see the was oh gosh, Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
McGregor? Is that his name?
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Obi-Wan McGregor.
It's called The Island. Where
The Island had Leonardo DiCaprio, didn't it?
No. Yeah.
Well, there was a weed one. Is that that one?
No, is the one where the island is full of clones of famous people in real life. So it's
Ewan
like
McGregor
a,
and clones are not like that's
so it's
total
like an,
Star
it's an insurance policy basically. So Ewan McGregor's character in the US has cancer. So he has this clone that basically when you have a clone, you can then kill the clone, harvest the organs, make yourself live longer, which is what happened to the guy. He was in the Green Mile.
Tom Hanks.
No,
the other guy. Michael Clark Duncan.
Thank you. He was one of the characters in this, and his character actually gets killed to be harvested to help his actual person live on the mainland.
The idea that...
It's wild. And then Ewan McGregor's clone then steps up and starts the revolution.
The idea that Ewan McGregor might ever get cancer is the reason why I give platelets. I will save that beautiful
Everyone
man.
Everyone needs Obi-Wan Jesus.
Obi-Wan Jesus.
Even in the Clone Wars,
my grandmother
it sounds like him.
That.
Like they made that cartoon. Yeah. Is his voice even him?
Hey, Trevor's back. Welcome. Trevor's back, and we
him.
Can actually address
the voice in there.
He is?
Yeah, for most of them.
Because I was when we watched it, I'm like, oh my gosh, they made this Clone Wars for him. Like it's been like.
All right, so Matt's been waiting.
Trevor's
to,
back, and we can address
Trevor's
the thing
back.
He mentioned something, then he sped off to the toilet. my question would be then.
That's his version of dropping the mic.
We feel a drink. We're
it's
not
like,
sure.
Deal with that shit. No,
empty
I'm saying this.
And enter.
Because this is a dystopia utopia conversation. I mean, would this entire premise be a dystopia for you? Would you? Are you reckoning that you would be one of these splinter groups?
I feel like if there was the conversation happening, I would become a splinter group for sure.
And if it's Democratic and you just got voted down.
Just because I'm on the losing end of it. not out of spite even. It's just like this whole thing doesn't make sense.
How
like,
so?
For instance, if I'm with my person and with my children,
yeah.
I don't want them to be raised by the government or lose my person and maybe not find them for 4 or 8 or 12 year periods. right?
That's mm-hmm. why you get fuck tattoos, that. Matching no, symbols.
Just we're out, right? Like, if we just bounce, right? If they say the, let's just say, like if we just make it to the United States, right? Let's say it's Buffalo, right? Let's say it's Miami. Drink! Right?
Tammy didn't say it. We're not drinking.
I'm let's drinking
say,
anyway.
Let's say if it's even Denver, right? And LA. If those are the four cities, right? You have a lot of other places to go, right?
Well, unless they're not.
Killing us all off in that war.
It's kind
right?
of a.
There's the territory to go.
It's kind of a I think it's kind of a spoken hub thing where it's the four cities that are entirely within the Mojave Desert. If you leave, you run the risk of dying.
So it's Hunger Games set up.
I guess. But there's trains that attach each one. Every need is accommodated for except sex, which, because there's very few consequences, doesn't seem that hard to come by.
STDs in this community have to be rampant.
You know,
that's,
science.
That is a good question.
I got to say science. We're 200 years ahead on science.
When they reset, does that mean their diseases are reset? Or do
herpes
they carry
is
that
forever.
With them?
Get new, like, get new diseases.
Yeah. Well, that's the question.
Herpes.
Is like,
can you erase herpes?
But I think that's
HIV?
Herpes is the gift that keeps on giving.
But I think that falls under the whole memento thing. Like, are you given, like, is your body reset as well? Or is it just the soul on the inside?
Hey, man, if you can reset diseases, I'm fucking down.
Right. But
well,
if
shit,
what
you,
do you
don't
have?
Need to. Typically,
I
you might have 4 years
beer,
out
what
with
do you
it.
Have?
Nothing yet, but
I'm
just saying I would
he
be.
Has
like,
is not contagious.
Unless you don't
want to
be itchy.
Drinking a beer.
Alcohol kills herpes, right?
Not body, it needs to be a lot higher than that.
Are there 4 years that you, like, take care of yourself and work out and, like, care about your well-being?
You wake up in the same body.
You're overweight. It's like
what
it's like the Santa Claus.
What have I made to get here?
Okay,
that's awesome. I want
sugar. Dig it. You wake up in your body. You just have a new name, new job, new house. Your AI will tell you what those things are. Like the main character works in a museum as a research scientist because she's good at that. She has some knowledge in that carries over. The other protagonist, the male half, is a concert pianist, and he retains the knowledge of music. But he also is a dreamer who knows that he once was in love with somebody.
See, I
so
was
you
just
totally
going to say,
tattoo
if you
yourself
re-
and walk
no,
up and be like,
wait. If you retain the knowledge of music, that carries.
That's like walking. I mean, I'm not a musician. I'm the furthest
carries.
Thing from it.
Everybody loves some style of music.
But I think if you are a gifted Bach. Beethoven
See,
level,
you're
Mozart
picking up
level.
What I'm saying.
I think that's like walking to you. I think they just know.
At the same time, though, like I think this more or less comes down to: are you made for one individual to have your life with? That is your like person, or can you make it work with multiple people?
So basically, we're questioning soulmates.
Based on my past, it may be multiple.
Work. See, now
or
you get
you
in.
Find that person that is
at
your
the same
person.
Time.
Brendan, is he? Do you hear him well?
Yeah,
I don't.
It depends on when he's talking into the. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So now you're getting.
We're talking about soulmates versus.
Yeah, and now you're getting into deeply personal philosophy. I definitely have a philosophy on this topic. If you want to hear it, I think.
Yeah,
and
go there.
I think as far
I'm
as soulmates
this
goes.
So
what's that?
I said I'm loving this whole thing so much.
You are exactly the audience I thought you would have. It's so cool. I hope you love it.
Oh, I'm so stoked.
And if you do, I hope you review it.
You're going to get a text that's like,
I'll forward it on.
Okay.
No, my thing is, no, there may be one person for everyone, but there is a lot of people that are good enough. And until you meet the one person who's the best.
Pearl Jam's better, man.
I don't know. I haven't dissected that one. I like the song, but let's say everybody has 1,000 people that they are compatible with, but one person who's their soulmate. As long as you don't meet that one person, those 1,000 people are good enough. But when you meet that one person, those 1,000 people are no longer good enough for you. Because now you're comparing them against.
I think people struggle. I think people struggle with that today.
250,000 people.
Comic that's kind of like that.
Oh, that's a specific number.
Yeah.
I think people struggle with that today. Like, is this?
Yeah.
I think.
And that's where I like, and we're going back to music because that's why I like that one song. With like,
a thousand
sometimes
nights.
We might have the perfect person in your life, but sometimes we don't know yet, and we try to. Look for it,
it's
and we
all
might ruin
digging
it.
Up full
whatever,
well,
that's
yes.
a whole new.
I think we all judge everyone against the one person that's the best so far. Hmm. And until somebody tops that person, that's the best person
that.
So far.
But if you say that, what's the best person you've had in the last 4 years? Because if you're putting the time
limit that's exactly
on it,
the point.
Right. What gauge do you have to compare against, I guess?
That's the whole point.
Like, but how there you shitty go. Can your situation be that's acceptable because you don't know any different in the 4 years?
Right.
Where if you don't have knowledge and wisdom of decades or figuring yourself out, like as a 33-year-old, I'm still learning shit about myself. Well, and what I like and what I want, right?
Butt play?
None of this astral plane stuff. Come on.
I don't know about
Astros.
That's a big old trash can in the stands. Whom.
Don't tell me it's a curveball.
But I mean,
that's good stuff.
But I mean, that's kind of the point. Isn't it a luxury that there's 1,000 people that are good enough for you?
Well, I think on the same.
It's funny because when you say good enough, it's so it.
You can
it's
be
hard with
yes
me because like good enough to me is.
I think 99% of marriages are the person that was good enough for them.
Well, good enough to me is like just accepting like. What is, I can't even think of the word.
No,
holy
let me
shit.
Let me restate that because I don't want to sound cynical. I think 99% of marriages are the person who is the best person they've ever been with.
Well, I think it's 99%
I don't think that's necessarily
a
soulmate.
To do the work to make it last with.
But I think that it's it's the person you want to make it work with. It's
well, that's
the best
idea behind what
met
marriage
but
is supposed
is
to be.
But the thing is
that
you
right
can make it, you can want to make it work with somebody as much as
I don't
you want,
even think it has
to
go by marriage,
to
but I think
in,
that like.
That's a different question.
Well, not everybody is okay, all like marriage,
I feel
too.
Like kids are a big part of that, though. Like,
but yeah, but in this society, kids
you can't
aren't
have them.
Yeah, you have to
you
take
cannot
kids completely out of the picture. They're
it's
basically
you
test tube
it is,
babies.
It is like, not within your ability.
Right? Like,
right.
We want to make our relationship, whatever fight you have with your significant other, right? When you throw kids in the equation, you want to work through those things.
Right.
To allow for your life and family and kids to live a healthy, happy life. Like, that's all part of it.
If
I guess
you
if
were
out of it, maybe there's no need
yeah
to have which a title even. Like, if you're just randomly
yes
hooking up with people
sure
all the time, what's the point? We
well
only
what's
have 4
the
years anyways. Or if you get late
what's
in
the
that
point
4
of
year
marriage
cycle, I met you too late. This was fun, but I
and actually, you're right because you
absolutely
if you can't have kids, then you're thinking 4 years like, hey, this is.
And then part
and
of
me
if
that
we're going back to tattoos, like I might like mark off on my list like. City one, city two. Like, figure out the different areas. Like, why?
But see,
why stay?
In the story, the main protagonist female, she does only limited dating and only to fulfill her needs.
Hmm. And for me,
it is the dreamers that seek something deeper.
Right.
It's not within her to care because 4 years is a known quantity.
Wow.
So she's like, I'm going to get what I need. I'm going to have what
I'm
I
gonna
need
get some
to
O's
get.
Some O's.
And at the
I
same
want my
time,
eyes rolled back and oh.
And at the same time, there's a group of people who want nothing more than to just hold on to their one true love forever and ever. And that's
I do believe
the struggle
what you're saying because I think they're, as much as everyone probably thinks they have their true love, but I do feel like it's is rare. I think it's rarer than what people think.
But even geographically, how many people live in the community they live with because their parents are from there or they grew up there, right? If all
settled
those things are taken
that's
out of the equation.
Not because they got the best O from somewhere.
Right, no, but like, that, like the reason you're there is it's convenient to.
That's settling. That's the word I couldn't think of because I feel like sometimes people settle like, okay, they make me happy. They do this.
Look,
but
as
it's not the
as a divorced person, I can say that there's a lot of chance in any coupling,
yeah,
and sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
Like,
but yeah, to give up on love because you didn't find it in this cycle is not human nature.
Can you think of like, yeah, that's a good way because to me, I'm like, can you picture that person without you? And if you can't, that's more of a soulmate. Where you can, you're like, yeah, maybe that's not your soulmate.
But I hold true to the thing that once you meet that one, the 1,000 are no longer good enough. And I think the dreamers have met that one, or at least they believe they have, whereas the rest, the vast majority of the population has not.
Well,
just like in this world of 7 billion people, it is so unlikely that you met the one that there are still 20,000 that are good enough. And maybe they live all around you. Oh, maybe they live in every city.
It is. No, well, good thing Gates gave us the vaccine so we can... I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
It's a mockery and a joke. It is. Yeah, like, but no.
If you heard the the podcast before...
That's for me, that's what makes this more of a dystopian model is that, you know, is that that question of I know 4 years is up. Yes. So what's my purpose? Because I know there are a lot of people now in our current reality that are still questioning
what
their
purpose
is. Yeah, but
you could parallel that to even political views, which is something I hate to do. But
what is your ideal job?
Yeah, here we go.
If you had 4 years.
No.
That's what's...
No.
Okay, what 4 years. Just never mind.
Answer the freaking question.
Jess, what is your ideal job?
Start your life?
Okay.
Live theater.
You're
like acting on
Broadway. You're a theater actor, and you're good at it. And every single time, wherever you wake up and whatever your name is, your job is to go to the theater and act because it brings joy to people. And that's kind of the point of life, is to not have it suck. And that's why there's musicians like the protagonist, the male half of the protagonist. Right. But you're also really good at it. So why not do the thing you're best at because that's what you're really good at.
But I'm also.
But does it bring them happy or her
happy? She might not know that every 4 years she's a Broadway actress, but every 4 years she's a Broadway actress.
What if she is the 15th best Broadway actress and doesn't make the cut? And that is where you live forever.
Yeah, in a population of 250,000. Yeah, that might. Oh,
there's
that
10 and it's
like, there's only so many parts and so many roles.
Well, maybe there's
only so many population. There's now less audience to go see you perform that shit.
Yeah, but maybe there's community.
Well, and there's also people.
And you can scratch that itch like we do now. Like, but be in community theater and then do your job as the second best thing you do.
Well, I think with Matt saying, well,
I am far more than just, so even now if I had theater, if I was a well-known actor on Broadway, regardless of if it's the lead role or I'm always the comedy second lead or whatever, there is so much
I was more thinking like background in the corner kind of thing.
I'm shrubbery number three.
Sometimes you got to be shrubbery number three in order to become the princess.
Right, yeah, right.
I've always said, fourth string pitcher, that's my dream job. I'm just going to sit on the bench.
Well, and there's two types of people. Like, and I don't know where you're going, but
like
I think there's the people
text,
that make...
I want to be the second worst player on the soccer team.
Yes, there you go.
I just don't want to be the last, that's all.
But there's way more to me than that because it's like I am more than just my job. I am more than just who I portray on stage.
We all are.
I love,
and that's why there's
theater,
a
theater.
Well, that's why culture
me.
is valued in this world because there are concert pianists who retain that knowledge so that they can perform. There are all kinds of things that people throughout history have just gravitated toward and loved. Name me a period of time that didn't value theater and music. It's in our genes. It's in
that's
our
true. If you
atoms.
Go way back, they have And what I think of you when you say that, because like you have two types of people. You have people that like strive on like making like entertainment. You get off. Well, I don't know about get off, but you might get off making people happy, and then you get off of being that higher. I'm the better actor, actress, funny, whatever. Because
what do you
mean?
Not a
like
competition. What if
like
it's
for
just
me,
you're given a job?
Like if I'm joking. I like people to laugh at what I'm saying, not for my own self, whatever. So, but I think people are more self-absorbed. So it depends on what their reaction or what they want from it.
Well, and bringing joy to people through theater, it only satisfies one facet of me.
So you want to make them happy, not you happy of what you're like.
Me, when I'm on stage, if I can crack up the audience, I feed off
you
of that as an actor. That makes me feel better. But that only satisfies that aspect. That doesn't satisfy the fact that I still want to be a mother. The fact that I still want to, be that person that somebody comes home to.
You are a mother. You're
to.
A mama of mother puppies and kitty cats.
I think she wants to have her eyes roll back in her head and, like, have bruises on
she
her
She wants
head
the, oh, mama.
That's a different podcast.
Maybe well just maybe
are we spinning the bottle soon?
She's like, yeah, I want to spin the bottle.
But Jess, there are there are women who raise children, so maybe that's the thing you end up doing in at least one of the cycles, and for that 4 years you'll love it because you love
right.
that part.
Well, she's a good auntie, so she gets the natural instinct of wanting to be that. You have that mother instinct, whether it be a child or a puppy. You need a Great Dane.
But the thing is, like
from
I'm
Buffalo.
Sure the
drink!
Yeah. Dang it.
Oh,
it's
God
doing so
it.
Well.
It's kind of the way she solves, Serena solves the problem of discovery, having to spend 25 years to know that I like sushi, for example.
I just started Dude, liking just it now.
That out too?
I'm not saying how much years I'm, but
man. No, but
I am super skeptical of any fresh fish in Colorado.
I don't do fresh.
We're in Colorado.
I do shrimp and fake crab is probably mine.
That's not fresh.
You know what you should do? Because I've done it is tour the import factory where they bring in all the fish. It'll ease your concerns.
It's still not fresh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How fresh is fresh?
I mean, you're not going to get caught same day unless it's trout.
Well, fresh to some people, they will ice it literally after they catch it and ship it.
Every day.
Right.
And
that can be fresh.
Brought in every day.
Right.
Every single morning, fish are being flown into Colorado. Yep. And
that
processed.
Was caught yesterday, 3 days ago,
or the night before.
No,
Taco Bell. Well, actually, do they even have fresh?
Like way off of utopian dystopia, but
yes,
I brought
getting
home fish
Giardia
from the Seattle
is not
fish
utopia.
Market, and it was amazing.
That might kill you in the first year, and that sucks. You have 3 years to go.
If you want to lose weight and you get Giardia, then that is a utopia.
You're not losing weight. You're just getting sick.
I feel like I was about to make a point, and I got completely
I'm so sorry, man.
The way that Serena deals with discovery, because, yeah, like I was 22 or something when I had sushi and realized that, oh, my God, I've wasted 22 years of my life not eating sushi.
Holy shit. Mine was like 2 years ago.
Oh, that's sad.
It is.
Yeah.
Mango rolls
because,
are so bomb.
Because growing up, I thought sushi is gross, right? That's what you're taught in 80s movies. Like Breakfast Club. You'll accept a guy's tongue in your mouth. You won't accept a guy's tongue in your mouth, but you'll eat sushi. Yeah.
Molly Ringwald.
So
if you make that a millennial thing, there's a lot worse things going in people's mouths nowadays.
Tide Pod.
All right, that's high school lunch, though. Who brings sushi to lunch in high school?
Okay, but
Matt has a point to make.
But to solve that problem in the future is AI, which informs you that this was chosen specifically for you based on the things you've always liked. It chooses what music you like. It's like, hey, here's Handel's Messiah, because your proclivity test says you're 89% likely to like this movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe Adele is your fucking thing. It knows, because it's been keeping track of you all of your life. And you don't know your age, but it knows what you like. And it learns, and as soon as you wake up, it's like, hey, here's some music you probably like. Here's some things you probably like.
Is there Vivaldi's new music Summer in this dystopia?
I'm sorry?
Is there new music?
Yes, there are concert pianists, so they're creating composing music.
Every 4 years,
everything the protagonist. That's what the protagonist does, is he's a concert pianist.
But, is it new, or does he just know Beethoven and Bach?
What's interesting, because I know what I like, but I wonder what I wake up to.
What do I
really like? Because it might tell me.
My personality test might tell me I like country music. Where
oh, country. Currently. No, can't do it.
I would be drunk by
9
a.m.
Nope.
You know what? Sometimes
I'm like, take me out to the next 4 years. Skip me. I don't want country.
Sometimes Alexa will play country, and you know what I say?
Fuck
Alexa,
you.
I don't like this, and she fucking stops. So shit learns. This is 200 more years advanced than Alexa is right now. So imagine it's fucking taken care of.
I was
going to
say,
know?
I'm not going to imagine country 200 years from now, because it's bad enough as it is.
Well, it doesn't even really count as country anymore. It's just
pandering.
Pop music.
No, it's pandering.
It's twangy pop music anymore.
It's pandering with instruments. That's literally what country music is.
I don't know. They're like Luke Perry. I mean, who the fuck is Luke Perry?
We don't speak ill of the dead.
I want to say Luke Perry was the.
He's country.
Thank you. You called it out.
Yeah.
He was the 90210 guy.
Yeah.
And he died, and he was beloved.
Yeah. You
mean Luke
Bryan?
Luke Ryan. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, see, this is her country.
Yeah. I don't know fucking country. I know Southern Rock. Neil Young. Love him.
This is where she went. Southern Rock. She went Neil Young.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Love
her. I love Crosby, Stills, Nash.
The rails are falling off.
Anyway.
Yep. We haven't talked about our own ideals of utopia.
No, we haven't even got there at all.
Yeah. I didn't expect this to be a whole...
It's a good topic because it is so, like, you give 4 years and it's like... How can you live a life in 4 years?
Right.
So that's, I think, the amazing topic of this because, like, what am I going to learn? What am I not going to learn? What can I hold? What can I not hold? Right. And what am I going to be? And I get, all right, we're going to know to walk, eat, the basic life survival. But what are we going to, like, what's our natural, like, if we had that 4 years and if we're naturally a good person, are we going to be a good person throughout? Or are they going to throw us that kind of, like, spin and you're like,
What's the motivation to be an asshole, though? Everything's that's given to you.
Well, when you have that 4 years, maybe you're like, fuck like it. Fuck you and fuck you and I'm going to do what I want.
I haven't gotten a promotion in 4 years. So imagine that that's off the table.
Oh, Matt,
imagine that you don't need money.
They give me a raise, Matt, and like you have a 10-cent raise because whatever.
Okay,
that's a kick in the balls, cunt, whatever you want to say.
She just dropped the CU next Tuesday. Holy moly.
Well, because they give you... All right, I haven't had a raise, and I don't know how Matt... Like, well, because I feel like I'm in a nonprofit, an organization, so I can't bitch too much, I guess. I hope no one's listening to that. But like they give that raise and they give that 10 cent and it's like, whatever. Right. It's a kick in the...
This is the first year that I didn't get a raise.
What I kind of wonder with...
Yes, and I'm very bitter about it.
You should be because you are awesome.
But also you don't need money in this society. Everything's... Look, the
barter system? Barter system?
No, it's communism. Oh. It's socialism. It's just given to you. You're given the housing. You're given the food you need. Your rations, your allowance. And you're given... entertainment, points, tickets, whatever. You're given this gratis. You don't have to worry. What is the point of being a dick if you don't have anything to gain from being a dick?
Because
you don't have to
climb over people to get a promotion.
Because you already like your job. And
there
and
might
even
be
if
some genetic
don't,
things that, that's part
there's
of
no
you
reason
that
to be
is
a dick,
that person
though.
That wants to...
Maybe.
But at the same time, basic human nature is always going to be to satisfy
survival.
And then want more. And so if you view survival as having more than the next person, I mean, communism and socialism,
but that's the whole point of wiping
things?
Your shit every 4 years. So
right.
You're not.
But are you
going
to always want to be the one upper neighbor? You know how we always ask that?
You may
that,
be,
like,
but you're re-wiping every four years.
Okay, but you're wiping every 4 years, but is that one thing that stays with you is your basic innate nature of who you are as a human being?
That's up to the programmer.
Exactly. And so you have somebody say that their innate nature is that they're going to want more every 4 years. You're going to have somebody who
this would
sees
be
some
movie.
Unsuspecting sh- wow.
Is Bill Gates
sees
our
some
programmer?
Unsuspecting schlub.
Well, because
and say I'm going to take, you know, this from you because you're not using it and I need it so that I can get better than you, even though you know in 4 years that better than you isn't going to mean shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a good movie because I feel like it would be awesome. And
this
like,
is one of those
not only
that you
a book,
have like three
we only
different
read part of the
endings.
Book. We didn't read the whole book yet, which now I'm really intrigued and I can't wait because I feel like it's a good intro to a movie because it's like you have the basic wipeout and like what Trevor's saying, like maybe there's that kind of like outskirt of people that try to battle it. And who knows? Like
right.
You have that natural like drawn to certain people and like in that within and you try to battle like it's kind of a good movie.
This is why I love the utopia dystopia stuff.
First of all, Trevor was way off base. And if you have any complaints about that, speak up now. That's what I thought.
Yeah, right.
No, Trevor actually has left. I think his wife was texting him.
Yep.
Would it be a good movie? Like, if you could kind of battle that, that 4 years, but
movie.
Then that, like, and I, all right, I'll go with that.
This
Trevor's
would be an
not.
Amazing
all right,
movie.
Bucket,
this
bucket
be,
list number two.
No,
directing
no, no,
movie
but like
that
like,
friend of friend wrote book for.
But speaking of bucket list, what happens to a bucket list every 4 years? The
there's
things
to,
on our list are things that can't be really necessarily achieved within a 4 year time span.
The soulmate.
So what
the bucket
happens,
list would be gone for me on that.
Soulmate,
the
hey,
soulmate
hey,
I would get.
Hey.
Tattoo, if, memento.
Hey, if you can't get me flowers within 4 years, then you can go right to hell.
Fuck
okay,
you, bitch.
Yeah, that's fair. But think of like the
I'm
bigger
with you on that one, dude.
Think of like the bigger like are you reminded of what you know, hearkening back to the previous podcast, are you even reminded what Auschwitz was, or is that something that's completely wiped? And World War One, World Auschwitz. War Two, all that kind of stuff is gone, and now your main focus is World War Three on.
Yeah, as well, I think that's what Trevor was asking. Like, as a history teacher, like if I were to come back as a teacher, what am I teaching?
Yeah, do you can
you're
you
teaching about the war mostly?
The last war?
Yes, the last. That's exactly what it's called. So is the last war?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why I said
led,
it. Yeah,
what led to it? How do we, why are we in this situation now, and how has it helped to avoid the wars that have plagued mankind for thousands of years? Mm-hmm. Because this book takes place 200 years after the establishment of tabula rasa, which is the reset process. And
which
I'm
is
not
a
officially,
childhood psychology
I don't think I'm
term.
Officially supposed to say that there is a prequel in the works that kind of talks about. Actually, the 20th century, 21st
leading
century
up to how it ended
so
up.
So, if you're a history teacher and you are reintroducing everybody to why we are the way we are
then you're a propagandist.
But are you then not reintroducing the concept of prejudice into the society every 4 years and therefore defeating the purpose of erasing
no,
4 years?
No, you're not defeating the purpose. You're telling
you're fighting
people,
it a little bit.
Look, this was like we had racist
that
wars.
That branch that Trevor was talking about.
But are we though? Because we, you know, at the end of World War II, we put a lot of anti-Semitism, as so we thought, to rest. What we've learned in the last 4 years is we've just stuck it underground.
We're still learning from the last 4 years.
Right. But one of the things we're learning from the last 4 years is that really when we thought we were getting rid of racism, when we thought we were getting rid of anti-Semitism, we were just forcing them down to go deeper. So in that case, if you are teaching the histories that led up to this war, that led up to this this tabula rasa, are we then taking a tabula rasa and introducing prejudice again?
Well, that sucks because the reset, I was actually, that was the best thing about reset.
But
no racism.
But what is the basis of prejudice when you rely on everybody around you and you look the same because you're all part of the same DNA randomized
you're all
pool.
The same test
you know
too.
What's actually I wish we could do which is
kind of
not realistic
I would imagine it's
and
not
going to
be like
to be
you and
publicly
I
shamed
it's not
going to
be like you and I both like you
the
know
stocks bring back the stocks
like I feel like it'll be things like you like Bach I like Vivaldi as opposed to we both
Vivaldi
love...
can you believe it, JoJo?
Don't spill my beer, Matt.
Oh God, let that be
the biggest nice thing about resetting. I'm curious of it would be awesome if we really could because racism is disgusting.
Exactly. It absolutely.
Right.
Hands down.
It is disgusting. Like, whatever. But I think every 4 years,
and
like, how would we, like.
Listeners, I have an Asian son.
Well, I just feel like, say reset every 4 years. Would we make everyone equal and it didn't matter?
Yeah,
and maybe
years,
that's one benefit
you,
where we would be like,
do you wipe skin color? And if you wipe skin color,
it
what
should
does everybody's
be.
Skin
is
color
no skin,
look like?
Everybody's made from a composite of the same of the population.
It's the same test tube.
But I mean, even if you're living
it's
in southern states, you're going to human nature
There's
is going
no
to
states. They
evolve
in
into something darker skinned
southern.
Because that is evolutionary advantageous.
It doesn't matter what your skin looks like.
As long as you're not orange.
Redneck.
It doesn't.
I'm not saying anybody's name. I'm just saying.
He is a southerner now.
As long as you're
not
orange.
He's not even technically allowed to have that as his home.
Well, it doesn't matter what your skin color is because everybody's is also the same. Because
nobody's tangerine.
Because 200 years.
So he wouldn't come back anyway. Fuck you.
Because 200 years of homogenization
has made
that
an
irrelevant
point.
Not saying anyone, just saying orange is not good.
I heard you, buddy.
The podcast has now gone off the rails, Drink.
Although Mango Unchained or Unchained
Mango
would
Unchained.
Be, would be a pretty fucking funny movie title.
I guarantee that's already a Twitter account.
Right? Mango Unchained.
I mean, I saw it on Reddit, so that's where my source is.
Damn it. It was already thought of.
It's still, it's it wasn't trademarked, so TM,
all right,
TM, TM.
Well, hey, we're deep into this. Should we should we really get ourselves some kind of collective thoughts? Because this is
I could nerd out on this.
Well, that's what
ages,
I'm saying. Like, this was a deep topic.
I mean, when
I don't want to lose our listeners, but I do feel like
if I were going to set out to imagine a world where imagine is applicable, where it works.
Yeah. And
I wouldn't have come up with this. I think to give credit to Serena. Holy shit! What a brilliant. Well, it's as brilliant as anything I can come up with. More brilliant than anything I can come up with to.
Well, yeah. We thought about
the problems that have plagued humanity literally hundreds of thousands of years.
You talk about imagine, and one of the lines is imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's no religion in whatever order that comes out. And that is so integral to me as a person who I am right now. It is so hard to separate from that and to imagine a place where there's no religion. I feel like in this tabula rasa, what ends up becoming the religion or the god is whoever pushes the button and erases the minds.
See, I'm very intrigued by your religiosity, in fact, but the line is imagine no heaven. But then he says imagine living for today.
Yes.
Because a lot of what people justify horrible behavior as because someday I'll get my reward in heaven. But what if you don't? What if you're not guaranteed that?
Right.
No.
What if you have to be good every single day that you wake up and you're challenged to be a good person because that's the only way to be?
Well, I think everybody's challenged to be a good person. You have the free will to decide whether or not
you
stay good or bad.
That lady who just grabbed the hummus in front of me the day at the grocery store, she was not living for today.
No.
That bitch thinks she's going to heaven.
You don't
know
that.
And she's thought that for years.
You don't know that. For all she knows, she could be an atheist and be like, well, when I'm dead, I'm done.
I remember being in high school and having there was a group of people who were saved. And it meant, literally, it translated to, I can be an asshole, I'm already saved.
Which is complete bullshit. That's not how...
Absolutely.
This is a whole other podcast, though. This is an entirely different podcast.
But it shakes the religion in me and people who are reasonable to think that whatever you've done in your first 16 years, you've got a long way to go. So stop trying to pretend like you don't have to be good for the rest of it.
Well, and we can have this conversation after the podcast because that is a lot to get into.
Yep.
And we're...
There was a movie called Saved in the 90s.
Yeah.
Is that the Mandy Moore movie?
It had... Yes, it was Mandy Moore and what's his face?
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Now I'm going to watch it.
I have it. It's right over there.
Oh shit!
Oh, look,
it's second shelf down, 5-1s over,
that's
four fine. One four over. Right?
Let's watch the other way.
The other way.
Minority
the other way.
Report. That's the other good, like
one more over.
Dystopia,
yep.
Utopia kind of movie.
That's like the theme. That's like
it's a futuristic
the official
sci-fi stuff.
That's like the official movie of this podcast. It's the second time Minority Report has come up.
Dude, it's like
I get mad at religion a little bit.
Thought crimes. Man.
I can't hear
thought
you,
crimes.
Tammy. Go back to your bouncy ball.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh shit. Do I have the wrong?
I couldn't really hear.
Yeah.
Trevor either.
Yeah, he wasn't.
His
quite,
audio was
yeah.
terrible.
Maybe he has the bad cord.
It could be the bad cord.
I was told I was going to go to hell because I wasn't baptized.
I was baptized, but I didn't get my first communion because
right.
my dad
Most
died
kids are baptized when they're babies. How do they even know what they're going to believe when they're an adult?
Well, that's
there
Catholic.
There is a baptism, and then there's a christening as babies. Those are two different things.
Okay.
One is a baby dedication. One is versus baptism when it's like...
But I had someone tell me I was going to hell,
like to
and I was very pissed
society.
Off. I'm like, don't tell me where I'm going. You don't know.
Well, see, and that's my biggest thing is that I can
you
understand
don't know
the parents...
Me.
So I know this is totally like off topic, but I can understand parents dedicating their
We've
child.
We've been off topic.
But it's still up to the child to make the decision.
Right.
And so I'm against baby baptism, but I'm okay with christening because christening is the outward symbol of what the parents are striving for.
Shake baby, kiss hands.
Whereas the other way around.
That was the point.
But I feel like if you're...
No, what I said was the point.
But I was quick on it with the correction. Okay. All
right. Who was Jesus on the cross with?
Criminals.
A rabbit?
Right. And he gave them the choice at that moment.
The Easter
so
bunny?
So how you tell me I'm going to hell?
Right.
And people... like
you have the option all the
right.
way up until
so
your final
me,
breath.
So to me, you live a good life and whatever. I don't
Which
know.
Which is frustrating, but yeah. it's also...
That's
oh,
a whole nother...
Man,
you're right.
This
That's
is
a good
really
topic
how
because
we're...
Because
this
I
is
have
two
a lot
podcasts
on that
in a row.
Okay.
And this is not how
Sorry.
I wanted to end it.
Sorry. Matt, spin the bottle already.
Oh, my God.
We're going to religion.
I don't even know where my phone is.
Oh,
oh
fuck.
No,
no, no, no.
That's
no.
a whole pitcher in.
We're not doing that.
Or Buffalo.
We're, oh,
Found
scream.
I don't know if that's a...
I'm
oh,
just
no.
kidding. I'm Buffalo. Kidding.
Buffalo. What is that?
Drink. Do I
Hold
even
on.
Walk
I was
away?
Drinking a beer.
While I spin the bottle, everybody go buy Reset from Serena Dahlin, D-A-H. L-A-N.
I am so stoked for
yep.
this.
I have a feeling I'm going to be the second one reading this book in
we,
the house.
We may do
yeah.
another
no,
podcast
well,
where
that's
I ask you what you think. Maybe just half a podcast.
Yeah,
well,
no,
see,
I'm down.
You,
let's
got
do it.
You've the bookmark
yeah.
and the book plate, so one of you choose the book part mark as where you are, and the other choose the book plate, and then you can read it at the same
Chances
time.
Chances are I'll read it faster
I'm more
than her.
The reader, and I don't read much.
We got dissension.
Wow.
I'm just saying, and I don't read much.
So maybe the next episode topic should be like Brendan versus Tam.
It could be.
Couple moments.
Well, we should do the divorce
pool. I used
pool.
To read all the time.
Oh, God,
no.
And that's what I was telling him. And I was like, I really want a book. I haven't been reading like I used to. And so it was like perfect timing. So
sorry, Brendan,
weird.
But if you two split, I'm going with Tammy.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, I'm going to be torn.
Okay, spinning the bottle.
It was the corn syrup.
There are it's always the corn syrup.
It is there.
There are things I would go to Tammy for, and there are conversations I would have with Brendan. Like,
I'm good with both.
Short of it.
I'm good.
So, you know.
Tammy, I don't care about hockey.
It's okay, Tammy.
Tell you
I
that
like
right
hockey.
Off the
That's okay, too. Our hockey sucked this year.
I'm spinning the bottle.
The Avs are a favorite to win, so it may not be the Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres were the last team
though.
Of anything. Like, we were the last of like, everyone.
Abs, okay.
Not only in our division, oh. I think we were the
she
last.
Said Sabres. I'm counting that.
Oh, our Sabres sucked.
I said Buffalo and Sabres. So
I'll count that. I'll sippy sippy.
Oh, Sabres sucked.
I forgot to list that on the list of if you hear
it's
it.
Just because of COVID, though.
I feel like we could totally do the drinking game of if this podcast goes off the rails, drink, but then we might send people to the hospital.
I don't know. Talk about Bills. Bills has a future right now.
Yeah, Thornton can't handle that kind of influx. Ready? Spitting.
Or not.
Tammy, you're up.
Jeez. Fuck me.
Okay, that's
the
topic for next time. We're going to have an open mic group orgy.
We're going to get the cameras up for this one.
Oh, is that what it takes?
Serena's going to be pissed that it ended that way.
This is not what I meant.
I actually used my dream more versus
bucket list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because my dream's always been Saturday Life. So I actually kind of used it a little bit on this one. So I'm like, fuck. Oh, no.
We could talk about why Saturday Live is no longer any good.
That's actually.
So
well,
actually,
spurts,
one of the
because
topics
in 80s,
that I was
going to
come
bad.
Up with was canceled.
Which is weird because if you go by the 80s, you had Robbie Downey Jr. You had like a. Like,
Robbie Downey.
Did you just
Jr.
call him Robbie?
Robbie.
That is mixture of personal and public life.
We know
right
each
there.
Other. We don't. We really don't.
Oh, he's Irony Man.
But I.
Irony
like in
Man.
80s, you had like Robert, Julie Dreyfus. Like you had certain...
Julia Dreyfus.
All the one-shot wonders. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Gosh, Louis right? C.K. I mean,
was he on Saturday Night Live?
He was a writer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything
so 80s
Conan. Well, and Conan
Do
was
too. Do we
want
to talk about why the 80s sucked instead of why we love the
80s? Oh, we could totally. The 80s rocked in music but sucked in TV.
Yes.
Not all TV.
Well,
just
see,
Saturday Night
I
Live.
Honestly,
I mean, the TV show
hey,
is
I could
I
throw you
80s,
a bone because one of
the
topics
so
I was
going to
say
80s.
Was canceled TV shows. Ones that
no,
we feel they should still
right
be here.
Well, the thing about 80s to me, you had a lot, especially
Family
in Saturday Night Live, you had a lot of...
Dude,
well, you had
in the
a lot
80s,
of people. If
hell?
You look at the... They had a lot of stars.
Right?
But they
They're
didn't do
ugly.
Well.
Yeah.
All ugly.
What, DeLoreans?
They weren't even IROC in the
DeLoreans
80s.
DeLoreans were badass like, yeah. right up until the being imported with drugs thing. I had that's an, why they went away.
I had an 86 Camaro that I swear to God was yeah. a V6.
Hmm.
That's
what the fuck?
I say
that's
the best and worst of the 80s.
It's a piece of shit
right,
in the
so,
shape of a Camaro.
So we're really so Tam started this off with 80s movies, so now we're gonna go with best in the worst of
the.
Well,
the
oh my god, are we doing 80s part two?
Because,
yes,
well,
we are doing
no, no, no,
80s
no, no,
part
no,
two.
Is this
movies.
Our 1 year anniversary?
Oh,
I think
it
that
could
should
be
our anniversary show.
Oh shit!
I don't remember when we started this.
I want. It was August. It was fall.
Tammy, we got to save the 80s movies.
Yeah,
for
we got to save that.
No, no, no,
for
not
the
80s movies. I'm saying best and worst because like
best
like I said,
the decade
of the
itself,
80s.
Well,
the whole decade.
Alive, like if you go
I'm
back in
the
80s,
on
the
worst.
You look at the 80s
that's
the, cast.
That's kind of what she's going for, I think.
Look at the 80s cast on Saturday Night Live. You would be
it was
shocked
bad.
Of who was actually
Joe
on
Piscopo,
that.
Joe Piscopo, come
sucked.
On. He had a
oh,
brilliant career.
See, that's what I said. I called it.
Well, you had you're right, Julia. Juliet Dreyfus.
Julia and Eddie Murphy were maybe the only two that had a career going forward.
Her husband was on it. He was the news guy. You don't know the news guy?
Julia Louise Dreyfus had a husband?
Yeah. And he was the news guy on Saturday Night Live.
I had no idea she was married, nor did I care.
Norm MacDonald was that
I was
him?
Just going to say Norm MacDonald.
He was awesome. He was but you nice. Had Robert Nealon. Downey Jr.,
no,
you had
Kevin,
Michael.
Kevin Nealon was before Norm MacDonald.
I love.
But Kevin
he
Nealon
actually
was
good.
70s, wasn't he?
No.
No.
He was early 90s.
Oh, was he?
Okay. Yes.
He was early 90s. And then before him, I don't know, but Chevy Chase was the late
well,
70s?
He's in more of the 70s.
Early 80s, yeah.
Yeah. So who was between Dennis Miller and
Kevin
Nealon?
Oh, Dennis Miller is probably...
There is no way Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No, she wasn't on the
Kevin
news. Her
Miller.
Husband. No, he's a
no,
redhead.
He's a writer. He was
he was
the Louis C.K. of a whatever.
Okay. No, he wasn't Louis. Well, he could. He was a redhead.
And so was Louis C.K. and Conan.
I know
yeah. All right. All right.
I would
so
say the best and worst of.
So
80s.
The best and worst of the
Brad
80s,
Hall.
Focusing on slightly.
It might be Brett Hall.
SNS.
That's what she's married to now.
Yep.
She's been married since
1987. And he was the Saturday Night Live news
let's
guy.
Have, let's have
Brett Hall, the
Hall.
Hockey player.
H-A-L-L.
No, not Hall.
Let's
have, Stars player, right?
Let's pick two of us to focus on the worst of the 80s and two of us to focus on the best of.
All
I
right.
got dibs on worst.
Clearly,
but
I'm
Tammy
the best of the
80s
since I'm 84.
All right, so there's a worst and best over there. Tam,
no,
you
no,
want
I don't
worst
really
and
want
best?
The best.
Worst or best?
I like worst.
That's a tough one because...
Well, you
I'm
guys, you're stuck on best
because no, I just said I'm best because I was born in 84.
There
was
a good cast that are really good in the movie industry, but didn't do well in the.
Are
Saturday
we talking Live. Specifically about Saturday Night Live,
or just in general? No, I'm saying in general because I could think of Anthony Michael Hall,
he was
fucking
on Saturday
Molly
Live.
Greenwald, like there's
Greenwald,
Greenwald, and yeah, Mr. Holland's Opus. What fuck? I don't know. Anyway,
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Mr. Holland's Opus was 90s.
Yeah,
yeah, it was
90s.
It,
I remember
I just,
watching that with his...
You said something,
best.
That was the first thing that came to... All
right,
so she'll do best, I'll do worst. So Matt and I, we're the worst.
Girls versus
guys.
Boys.
Yes.
All right. Girls versus guys, worst.
Battle of the sexes.
Oh my God. 80s rape guys. That's the worst.
Oh, God.
Oh. I think we should do the next one via Zoom so they don't get shoved against anything.
Mad Max, man.
Oh, Mad Max is the
oh,
worst.
Oh, shit.
The monkeys
okay.
are the best.
Oh.
Just to give you a
monkeys.
Tip, the Monkeys
oh,
TV
no.
show is one of the best things.
Hey,
ever.
Hey,
I
hey,
even watched the new Monkeys, which is pretty sad.
Oh, we're going old school.
No,
worst and best of 80s.
The Monkeys were set up to be a parody band, and they became like legit awesome musicians and funny as fuck. So
oh, that's just because Mikey's mom invented
their
white
shows.
Out.
Best of
we
the
80s. We were in
Busch
Gardens.
Gardens. Yeah.
I'm right. sorry. Did you ingest any Budweiser?
It was horrible. It was like
yes,
10 years
actually,
ago.
We
15
did.
Years ago?
Not
oh,
a
God.
Whole lot. It
you
was
okay?
pretty close. Yeah, Mickey Dolenz was doing a...
I love Mickey Dolenz on Twitter. He's the only one alive still.
Alive. He's the only
no,
one.
He's
yes,
not the
no,
only one.
He is.
Someone just died not too long ago, 2 years ago or so. I want to say Davy Jones, but I don't know if it was him.
Yeah, I swear
Peter,
Mickey's the
but
only
I
one.
I think
left,
Mickey's
but,
the only one surviving.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to figure this out, and we'll discuss that on the next podcast of the best and worst of the 80s, guys versus girls. Stay tuned.